This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't ever surrender to social engineering. They always will just push more. They want to tell you what words to use, how to talk. Don't say boy or girl, man or woman. I got some words for them I can teach them. Go to hell. Those are elementary school words. G-O-T-O. Go, G-O-T-O, H-E, double hockey sticks. You control freak cult sickos. Now, I want to open the phones up in this hour about the debates last night, about the big world events, about Obama signing an executive order, admitting they're going to engage in psychological warfare against the American people. That was legalized by Congress 2 years ago. It's been going on before that. Right after it was legalized, the Pentagon announced, we're going to stop lying and work with you locally to make sure it doesn't happen. Which is the big lie. I'm going to drop by and check on your house while we're out of town. Make sure there's no robbers there. Well, you don't leave town and you wake up and your neighbor is walking out your front door with your wife's jewelry and your computer. And you're like, Bob, where are you going? Oh, I'm just making sure this is all safe. So we're going to break all of that down. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. On another note, I went swimming last Memorial Day, or not Memorial Day, last Labor Day, last Monday, not this Monday, but last Monday. And a couple days later, I thought that I'd been grinding my teeth again at night or something, or clenching, and was it ached so bad on the side of my head, I thought it was TMJ I've had before. When I'm real stressed out, I'll clench and grind my teeth. Sometimes I wear a mouth splint, not do it. But it didn't go away in a couple days, even though I was wearing the mouth splint, and then my, what do you call them, lymph nodes swell up on this side, on my right side. And I thought, well, it'll go away in a few days, it's an infection. And I drank a bunch of colloidal silver, and it kind of did go away, but then so I stopped drinking colloidal silver after 3 days. And then I was with the family again out at the lake last weekend, fishing and water skiing and stuff with friends that have a boat. I got a boat, but it's really too old, so I was hanging out with friends. And all of a sudden, I woke up in the morning, and it was just blown up everywhere, both sides. I looked like Frankenstein. My jaw was so wide, I couldn't hear. Got to the doctor. Got me on antibiotics, and it's reduced it by about 80%, but I still feel like I've been run over by a Mack truck. And the doctor was telling me that a lot of people lose their hearing doing that because the eustachian tube will get so infected that all that gets pushed back into the inner ear, and then you can lose hearing. And it was funny, the day before I went to the doctor, I was talking to a guy that was a listener, and he said he lost hearing in his ear by a bacteria he got in the lake, and just don't swim in the lake for at least 2 weeks after it rains. It's been raining for weeks. Off and on, because all the dog crap and the rest of it washes in. But see, I'm not a doctor. I just know swimming in a hot lake at the end of a summer, it's still hot down here, is not a good idea. And I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know almost everybody I know that has a brain-damaged child, it's a boy, and at 18 months, they got a third round of shots and sometimes had convulsions right there in the doctor's office and then never talked again or yelled and screamed and banged their head in the wall for the rest of their life. Or a mix of those. But then I can go out to the medical research and find out why bacteria get in your throat or in your ear and get you really sick. I can go read the medical literature, even though I'm not a doctor, about all the hundreds of vaccines recalled in the last century. There's been more than 20 of them this year recalled around the world, killing people. Because when it's too obvious, you know, you give a village of 300 people the shot and 100 of them die, the rest of them get deathly ill, you're going to recall that vaccine. But when it just brain damages, you know, 5 or 6 boys, that's okay, see, because it's meant to do that. Most people, it's just meant to dumb you down and brain damage you some. But sometimes the effect's too intense, and you get a wrecked brain that doesn't make for a good biological android to work in an Apple factory.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This last hour, but I've got to play this again before I run through all these clips of what we think are the best highlights of the pretty amazing Republican debates last night that here at InfoWars.com and the Nightly News, we had 2+ hours of live coverage while it was going on with our reporters cutting in, chiming in with their analysis, their punditry, their facts, their comebacks to the disinformation, but also the truth that came out during the debate. Donald Trump coming out against vaccines, he really got me more in his camp with that move because that's one of the biggest attacks on humanity. Then we're going to get into Cruz saying Planned Parenthood is a criminal enterprise. Then Bush, 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana, the whole drug war. We'll continue with Rand Paul calling the Iraq War a mistake. Good job doing that. Donald Trump, Rand Paul shouldn't be on the stage, and he's ugly. Just Donald Trump does great stuff and then acts like he's 5 years old. Trump This is a country where we speak English, not Spanish. An amazing statement. Trump, Bush squares off over casinos in Florida. Jeb Bush defends his brother. Quote, he kept us safe. That ties into the whole Iraq statement. Then we'll get into Trump gives Bush a low high five, showing the fact that those two are buddies, which I do not like or trust at any level. But you got to go with the statements that are being made here. But first off, we've got 3 hours left in this special worldwide 28-hour broadcast to help fund this TV/radio show and the nightly news being put on satellite across North America and Central America, I should add, and then phase two, Europe, phase three, the Middle East, phase four, Africa, phase five, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, phase six, Southeast Asia, China, and more. So it's all happening, and you've seen the phases we've done building InfoWars in 20 years from one guy on Access Television to what it is today. And it was listeners' idea 8 years ago to have a money bomb. We did it. It raised $500,000. That money gave us the extra money to move into bigger, better studios. I didn't need to do a money bomb the last 3 years, so we didn't do it for 3 years. But now we need it. We have now raised, as of just a minute ago, they told me in my earpiece, we go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb. You can see the graph and the latest folks that are donating who wish to put their names on there. $605,182 has now been donated, and it's our goal by the end of the broadcast, and it's really accelerating now, we may make it, to reach $1 million. And we're taking the profit from the nutraceutical sales, from the book sales, the video sales, the T-shirt sales, the tent sales, the non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom seed sales, the storable food sales, the shortwave radio sales, the Patriot apparel sales, everything at InfoWarsStore.com where there's free shipping today. We also have these huge specials. This is your last chance to take advantage of our super money bomb specials at InfoWarsStore.com and get free shipping. We are taking these specials down today at the end of the broadcast at 3 p.m. Help support the InfoWars Money Bomb and get these great products. The following Money Bomb specials will be ending at the end of the broadcast at 3 p.m. today. 15% off Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 that had been sold out, but we learned the truck was already on the way, so that'll be shipped out by next week. 30% off Supermel Vitality, biggest special ever, because free shipping on top of it is the best special ever on that. 20% off Brain Force, incredible product, try it. 20% off Silver Bullet, 15% off Deep Cleanse, 50% off Secret 12, 50% off Oxy Powder, and there are a whole bunch of raffles and eBay auctions that the guys came up with. They took some of the doodles I do on air and framed them. Who knew one of those is running for $1,000 right now? Thank you, whoever you are out there. We've got the great high-quality head-down rifle that folks can enter a auction for. And all of you are winners because you're fighting the tip of the spear of a no-compromise, no-surrender, pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-America, pro-sovereignty organization, ladies and gentlemen. So, a lot of these things are about to close right now. Go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb. If you want to get involved, most of them have already closed out. So I want to thank you all for your support. But this is how we fund things. We don't take tax money from you like NPR or MSNBC and then try to use this platform to say your kids don't belong to you and Christians should be put in jail and all the rest of it and your guns should be taken. We get up here, we're open libertarians, open pro-freedom people that hate tyranny with a passion of just crazed fury. And we're coming for the globalist, and we want to send the satellite signal when this phase is successful, and I really think it will be by the providence of God. I pray it will be. Please pray with us. I don't say that as mumbo-jumbo, folks. I'm not some guy that is perfect. It's not that I'm not worldly. I'm a man, believe me. But I have a relationship with Christ. I couldn't be here without God. God has gotten me out of so much crap before. Pulled my bacon. You people that don't believe in God, you're really missing out. I don't mean the God you find at these fake churches. I mean the God you find in your heart at 3 a.m. hitting rock bottom. And I wouldn't be worth it to be alive without my relationship with Christ. And I just pray that people out there will support this broadcast so we can reach more people. Because I'm telling you, the world doesn't listen to these fake government-run Bible thumpers pushing Christianity on them because it's not Christianity. It's the system that's captured that. It's designed to turn folks off. This broadcast, read about it online, talk to folks around you, has led more people to God, more people to Christ, because of God moving through people's hearts and minds, learning about world government, learning about forced abortion, learning about baby harvesting, learning about chimeras, learning about the Illuminati. I don't have to tell people they better get Jesus. You learn about the New World Order and the satanic takeover, you're going to get Jesus. Do you understand that? Because the devil is taking over right now. And people better get their hearts and minds right. And they better take action. And they better fight back with everything they got. Because the enemy is coming in worldwide. You ain't seen nothing yet imploding the borders in Europe and the U.S. You ain't seen nothing yet with paramilitary police. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I'll tell the globalists, they ain't seen nothing yet. Because for every evil action, there is an opposite reaction, an equal and opposite reaction, Newtonian physics. Now, I'm going to get back to this in your phone calls, Scott, Marguerite, Jameson, Eileen, Sue, and others. But I want to get to some of these debate clips. But we got Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant, U.S. Army, Iraq and Afghanistan vet in here. He's been on the air with the great head down sponsors, HDFirearms.com. They have given us one of their great rifles. They're also pledging a large percentage of their profits of the last few days towards InfoWars and our entire operation. And so this baby is a raffle you can enter to get the rifle. Tell folks about that, Joe Biggs.
All right, so anybody who donates $1,000 or more, by the end of the broadcast, what we're going to do is we're going to tally up all those names, put those names into a hat, and then at that point, what we're going to do is we're going to reach in and pick out who is going to win this rifle. Now, this is a one-of-a-kind head-down Triton 10. This is custom. They broke the mold when they made this, so there's no more going to be made. It's got a custom Cerakote job, and it's also been signed by Alex Jones as well. So this is a high-quality rifle, retractable buttstock. And then also Georgia Optics, the guys that give us the optics we have on the InfoWars store, as well as those G-Shock watches, they will be giving us a sight and optics to put on top of this as well.
So you can find all their optics at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's free shipping on everything right now.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, please keep talking about the rifle. How do they go? How do they enter the raffle?
So, yeah, all you have to do is donate $1,000 or more. And by the end of the broadcast, you have about a little bit less than 3 hours. Your name will be automatically entered in for a chance to own this piece of history, this one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have this head.
You
got to
see it in person. What's that finish it's got?
It looks like a snake kind of skin. It's a desert tan snake skin.
It's also signed by you, buddy.
Yeah, me too as well.
Folks want that. I tell you, I've got one of these rifles. It's not as fancy as this, but it's the same build. In the most awesome .223 ever. So lightweight, so accurate, it's sick. And to think I bought rifles that cost almost twice as much and aren't as good, that does make me sick. And of course, you pretty much got that rifle tattooed on your arm, too, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, that's what I had in Afghanistan.
What was the name of this baby in Afghanistan?
That's an M4 with a .203 grenade launcher.
No, I know, but I'm sure it had a name.
Oh,
sexy?
Accurate.
So you never named your rifles?
No.
All right, Joe, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. There's Joe Biggs, so that's what we're doing. Now, I'm going to skip this network break because it's special 28-hour broadcast so that I can get to a bunch of these clips without too much commentary. You'll hear the commentary of my reporters. This is from our feed covering it last night. And if you wanted to tune into a debate without our interruptions, you can. We do it Mystery Science Theater to praise it when our folks think it's praiseworthy, but to also shout it down when it's a bunch of garbage and counter it in real time. And here is the clip I already played. A bunch of clips we haven't played are coming up of Senator Cruz saying Planned Parenthood is a criminal enterprise. Then we're going to go through the other clips. But here's Senator Ted Cruz saying Planned Parenthood is a criminal enterprise.
Well, let me tell you, Dan, number one, I'm proud to stand for life. These Planned Parenthood videos are horrifying. I would encourage every American to watch these videos. See senior Planned Parenthood officials callously, heartlessly bartering and selling the body parts of human beings. And then ask yourself, are these my values? These are horrifying. On these videos, Planned Parenthood also essentially confesses to multiple felonies. It is a felony with 10 years jail term to sell the body parts of unborn children for profit. That's what these videos show Planned Parenthood doing. Absolutely. We shouldn't be sending $500 million of taxpayer money to funding an ongoing criminal enterprise. And I'll tell you, the fact that Republican leadership in both houses has begun this discussion by preemptively surrendering to Barack Obama and saying, we'll give in because Obama threatens a veto. You know, Obama's committed to his principles, his liberal principles. He will fight for them. He says, I will veto any budget that doesn't fund Planned Parenthood, and Republicans surrender. We need to stop surrendering and start standing for our principles.
Amen to that. Now, that was exciting, but it didn't get our reporters chomping at the bit. This clip got them basically start celebrating because it's a big deal in a debate like this with 35 million viewers to talk about vaccines. We were seeing the saving of untold children to break this membrane of propaganda, this confidence game that vaccines aren't killing and brain damaging our children en masse. And then Carson, the brain surgeon, sits there and says, you know, we are giving the kids too many vaccines, but it's not causing any problems, no autism. Read the insert, folks. That's a load of bull. Let's go ahead and go to this epic clip.
Hello. Hey, let's go to what they're saying right now, because Donald Trump is making an epic statement about the connection of autism and vaccines.
And I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump, I mean, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child. And we've had so many instances, people that work for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick.
This
now
is great.
He's
doing a great job.
I only say
thank you, Donald.
It's not, I'm in favor of vaccines.
I gotta say, thank
over a longer
you
period
this
of time,
yep,
same amount.
I thank you.
Just in little
and
sections.
That's what I said earlier.
Dr.
I agree on that.
Excellent.
I think you're going to see a big impact on autism.
Dr. Carson,
yeah,
you're going
to
hear
it.
Ben Carson jumping in.
Nailed it.
Good job.
Vaccine.
He didn't backtrack. I like that.
That's right.
He's an okay doctor.
Oh, yeah. Trust me because I'm...
Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. Back to Carson saying, oh, he's a good doctor. As if we can't make our health decisions, as if we can't read the inserts, as if we can't see autism going from 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 58 CDC zone numbers. They say by 2025 it'll be 1 in 3. 1 in 10 in 2025, 2030, 1 in 3. Oh, he's a good doctor. We should just do what Big Pharma says with the hundreds of vaccines they want to make mandatory. It used to be 6 or 7 they push, then it was 14, 25, 35. It's 49 vaccines they're trying to make mandatory right now, and the new list they've got is over 100. And they get up there and lie and say it's the law when it isn't. And doctors sit there and nurses pressure people. And then when you say no, they go, I actually don't give my kids vaccines either. And then it turns out the elite are getting, quote, clean vaccines. That's one in Guardian from special labs. See, they act like we don't know about the technology of learned immunity, of artificial immunity. Even good vaccines have side effects. But the crap they're shoveling at us, and at the level they know in studies, it's brain damaging guinea pigs, mice, rats, and monkeys. They're doing it on purpose. They know you give 14, 15 shots to a newborn baby in the first day, that baby's brain is going to be screwed up for life. And then the second round at, what, 8, 9 months. And then 9 months later, the third round, 18 months after birth, they're given the coup de grace. They're given the creme de la creme, the final blow. And we've had the nurses, registered nurses, head nurses on. And when they're on, for 2-3 hours, we take calls with the nurses going, yeah, I'm in the ER ward or I'm in the preemie ward, and we'll have an 8-month-old baby doing great. And the baby will be in there 2-3 days. They'll come in and they'll say, time to give the shots. And we'll say, but it brain damages them. And they say, you're fired if you don't do it. So we get the respirators and the defibrillators ready. We give them the shots and we watch them start dying. And a lot of times we can't save them. Oh, but Donald's not a doctor, is he? And of course, Donald does the politically correct thing that Japan done, because the Japanese were revolting 20 years ago. They only do 5 or 6 vaccines, and they space them out. You can't space out 49 or 100, Donald. And they're dirty because they have liability protection, Donald. Imagine if Ford or Chevy had liability protection. Their cars would be blowing up every day, but they don't have liability. I don't have liability protection. I got to watch what I say. They got a get-out-of-jail-free card. They're crapping all over us, and we're sick of it. That's why it's being forced as a debate issue. Let's go ahead and finish the clip. Excuse me.
Dr. Carson, yeah. You're going to hear Ben Carson jump in.
Nailed it.
Good job. He didn't backtrack. I like that.
That's right.
He's an okay doctor.
Oh, yeah. Trust me because I'm a doctor. Come on. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't hear that. I can read the stuff myself, Dr. Ben Carson.
Right.
Read the Constitution, jerk, if you're going to run for president.
There's no autism associated with vaccinations.
Whoa.
But it is
documented proof by our paid-off scientists.
Period of time.
And paid off by Big Pharma.
Now recognize that. And I think are cutting down on the number and the proximity in which those are done.
And that's
I think
all
that's
I'm saying, Jake. That's Dr. all Paul? I'm saying.
Well, now they're saying autism is caused by...
Hey, let's understand.
...one after the other.
Yeah. Let's understand that's we have good. Such a thing called informed...
Notice, though, we've gone from them saying a few years ago, no side effects, period, safe and effective, it's all a conspiracy theory, to having to admit their serious problems. You see that? That's how you win, folks, and we are winning, thanks to you spreading the word, and thanks to InfoWars being the tip of the spear. Back during the H1N1 situation 6 years ago, I got called and threatened by Big Pharma with lawsuits. I had to get lawyers. I said, go ahead and sue me. I then had the enjoyment of being followed around by PIs for no reason, just to harass me. And then I got some really nasty threats and people trying to break my family up. And I've had them run industrial-level operations against this organization for it. You think I care? You can let me tell the New World Order something right now. I'm not afraid of you dying for a good cause. In fact, beam me up, Scotty. You think I'm going to back off because you threatened me and my family? You think I'm going to back off because you follow me around? All you did was ensure that I know I'm right and I'm never stopping. You think I'm scared to die so that little kids don't get brain damaged by the millions and crap all over themselves until they die at 45 and so their parents go through living hell? You think I'm scared to die fighting for the innocents? I'm no hero, but my very DNA is for standing up for children and innocence and women. And so you just don't get it. See, that's because you're cowards. You've lived your lives as cowards. You've always backed down. You've always been scared by peer pressure alone. I never cared about peer pressure. I never cared about anything except just being a human being. And so to the vaccine makers and Big Pharma and all of you, I know you're the tip of the pyramid. I know you know what you're doing. Bayer Pharmaceutical shipping out the blood factor to kill all the kids, the hemophiliacs that came out in court, you knew. Dr. Salk laughing and his apprentice on tape about how they knew the SV40 was going to kill millions, but so what? There's too many people. Ha, ha, ha. See, their life matters. You try to baseball bat their head in, my gosh, you'll be a murderer terrorist on TV. But they laugh about your mama or your daddy dying of an excruciating cancer that didn't exist before the polio vaccine, and it's funny to them. My grandmother, 90 years old, had polio since 1954, gone through living hell, almost died. I don't think it's funny that she caught it a week after getting the vaccine and caught the very strain that she took. It's all funny to you what you've done to us and our families. You think it's all cute. Well, I'll tell you something. All we're doing is taking our time educating everybody and getting ready, because when we bring you to justice, there's going to be a worldwide Nuremberg, the likes of which the world's ever seen. And you're going to have a trial by jury, and all your crimes are going to be dredged up, and you're all going to be absolutely punished for what you've done. But I don't even take any pleasure in that. That's got to be done so justice is served and so other sick freaks like you that think you're better than us and that get off on brain damaging people and that get off on crippling people and that get off on hurting people and that get off on playing God can learn you're not God. So feel your hand anytime you want with me, because I'm free. I'll never be dirtbags like you. I'll never be a coward. I'll never be a sack of filth like you. I will never worship your God, the devil. I will never serve your tyranny. I will never bow to you no matter what you do. Yeah, you could grab me and drug me up and roll me out a year later after electroshock, some fried husk, but my spirit would have already flown. You will never dominate me because I belong to God. And that's the decision the public has to make, which side they're on spiritually, and this new world order will start falling right as it's completed. Yes, you'll have your world government for 1 hour, but that's it. That's all you've got. And we're setting off the explosives in the info war right now that will topple you forever. You've already been defeated. You are the walking dead. We'll be back with your phone calls and more clips.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You are receiving this transmission by the Resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. It's Alex Jones.
In the heat of the night, you're like blocking my eyes. Time to knock the globalist dead. It's trying to find our souls. Time to find our guts again. Knock 'em dead, kid. Knock 'em dead. Well, here's a story out of NBC. FAA says American Airlines flights grounded and stopped nationwide. Another glitch, just like we saw on 9/11. There were all these glitches that morning for American and United and the stand downs and all the rest of it. I'm not saying that's about to happen here. We saw massive insider trading on Wall Street, but no investigation of that, of course, because we can't find out what really happened. We just know there's a cover-up. The Saudis are involved, and we blame Saddam Hussein. And I was just out there during the break in the break room getting a glass of water, and I actually saw Senator Lindsey Graham on Wolf Blitzer talking about basically defending the Iraq war. I just can't handle it anymore. We've got a clip of that from the debates we're going to be playing in a moment, but I want to go to your phone calls, folks, that have been holding first. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Margaret, Jameson, Eileen, Sue, Scott, and others here in just a moment. I love it when we get a whole bunch of women calling in. Usually it's 5-1 men, even though our demographic shows about 37% of our listeners are women. So great to have Sue, Eileen, Marguerite, and others. Now, Jameson can be male or female. We have another lady on there as well, so it is a majority women calling in. So that's always interesting. A lot of times I talk about vaccines. Women call in because they're so upset about watching the brain-damaged babies. They just wish they could get the good vaccines and then weigh the benefit versus the problem. Because there's a bunch of vaccines I want to give my kids, like tetanus shots. But it almost killed one of my uncles, almost killed one of my cousins. The UN got caught adding pathogens to it to sterilize women on record. I mean, it's a dangerous one to get because they know everybody gets it. So we're going to go to your calls here in a moment. Just very briefly, we are doing a 28-hour transmission that ends at 3 o'clock Central in about 2.5 hours. But we'll also, of course, be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time in the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. But we are running free shipping, and I'm just going to extend the free shipping throughout today because that makes it simpler. But I've been told by the folks in the back that they will end today a whole bunch of the other specials, like 15% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 that was sold out, but we know a truck's coming, so we're going to go ahead and keep it up for sale. So we can start shipping it out by Monday. 30% off all Super Male Vitality, but for the next 2 hours only, that's going to end. 20% off Brain Force, 20% off Silver Bullet, 50% off Deep Cleanse, 50% off Secret 12, 50% off Oxy Powder, but it all ends. All these huge discounts end at the end of the broadcast in 2.5 hours. We'll have some other specials, but I mean, obviously they can't be the best specials ever. You add free shipping to 30% off Super Male Vitality. There's really not even profit there. It's a loss leader. But it brings other folks into the store. People tend to buy other stuff, so that's how we can do this. That's why people can sell something at a store at cost or even losing money, because you come in there to buy, say, a battery at cost. Well, you end up buying some other stuff in the auto department. And look, we use all the above-board tactics of sales to fund this place independently. High quality, good customer service, a large selection, things I like, things I use. We don't have some research demographic department, really. We have demographics, but we don't really even look at them much. It's just, what do I use? What do you use? What do you like? What's been the best for you? Hey, this cook stove my dad got me 5 years ago is really great. It's a little bitty and portable. It's real cheap. Well, let's call them and become a distributor and sell it for the lowest price. That's 5 years ago. We're now the biggest seller. That particular little cook stove we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just how this works. I turned down more than 30 firearms manufacturers because they just weren't the highest quality. And then I approached some of the best names out there, and they said, no, thank you. And then Head Down fell in our lap, and they're even better than what I thought was the best. So that's why we are supported by HDFirearms.com, because I can do it and feel really good. And you can call it superstition, whatever you want. If I screw somebody over, metaphysically I know it comes back on me. But it's not some sociopathic thing where I don't screw people over because I know it comes back on me. I was always like that. And I bring that up a lot because the problem in this world is those of us that are like that don't understand why other people aren't. Well, beyond understanding it, it's time to just not be involved with people that screw us over. It's time to withdraw our consent, withdraw our money, withdraw being nice to them. It's time to shun them, and they're going to get aggressive with us. It's time when they attack us to defend ourselves and not shoot our mouths off about how big and bad we are. It's time to get ready when they come, when they try to come for us, when they try to put us in their FEMA camps, when they try to have the little communist brigades urinate all over us. It's time to give them a surprise. And it's time to stop their attempt to start a revolution killing cops. It's time for us to actually align with justice. And that doesn't mean it's with corrupt police departments. It's not justice to randomly kill some cop, not knowing if they're a good person or a bad person. They want a direct revolution in this country as going after random police. Instead, if everything goes off, going after the actual kingpins. And that's not Barack Obama. I don't want anything to happen to Barack Obama. That would turn him into a martyr. In fact, the globalists, I think, and I've said this for 6 years, might do something to him. A failed suicide attempt, a failed assassination attempt, an auto accident, something to make him the underdog. They're all into that. That's the last thing we want. But there are people above Barack Obama, the traitors that are giving our military the orders through Obama to put Al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge to engage in mass murder. But the good news is the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the former deputy head of the CIA, who both just left the last few months, went public in the last month and said our government runs Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We set up the whole deal. We were ordered to do it. We put out fake intelligence to the public to cover this up. This is a horrible crime. Congress needs to investigate. And where is Congress? They're there with their tails between their legs because they know there's a mafia running America. They know foreign banks took over. And they just want to be part of the takeover and think they're going to be safe in that. You know where the bodies are buried, Congress. You know where the bodies are buried, FBI director. You know where the bodies are buried, CIA director. 9 times out of 10 in history, when they bring in a tyranny like this, they take out everybody that went along with it. Unless you were a top-tier progenitor in on the original conspiracy, you will be killed or you will be indicted, you will have your money stripped, and you'll be thrown out. That is a standard move. The globalists follow standard moves and formulae. You're idiots. Getting rid of the republic, getting rid of checks and balances, getting rid of due process, getting rid of all that. You were getting rid of things that were fought for 800 years under Magna Carta by men a lot tougher and smarter than you, I will assure you. Just look at what you've done. Look at what you've turned this country into. Look at how you've degraded the incredible honor of the West. You are disgusting filth. You are a joke. You are anathema. Your ancestors spit on you. But I will tell you this. There's never too late to turn around. It's never too late to realize you don't want to be part of this and to get off the power trip. I'm going to talk more about it later. I'm going to go to your calls. Excuse me. Margaret in Oklahoma, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually have two people in my family who are damaged by vaccines, and the schools cope with it. There's so many of us. It's amazing. What I want to talk about is about the Second Amendment and about Eric Holder, even though he's not Attorney General anymore. When he was, he effectively destroyed the Second Amendment. Just the first 13 words, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Well-regulated means trained. He destroyed the Second Amendment when he threw a young man who never hurt anybody and was totally a good, kind person, threw him into prison for 26 years. The FBI lied. The kangaroo court withheld the scope.
I know. The ATF loves throwing innocent gun owners in prison. They'll spend $10 million to do it. They hate good people.
Now he's been in prison 4.5 years, and they're burying his case. That he tried to appeal, but the appeal is just lost. His name is Schaefer Cox from Alaska. He claimed to be the leader of a 3,500-man militia. Now there's no more militias because they've really, really scared them off. There's nobody.
I know. I used to have real militias just on just to talk to them, and then there'd be FBI agents in the parking lot when I walked out from the TV studio asking me what I was planning. And then I'd say, give me your ID, and they'd laugh at me and get in their car and drive off. And I just can't believe it. It's so sick. As if the militia's going to do anything. I mean, the FBI knows that their own agency blew up Oklahoma City with the ATF and German intelligence. I mean, I know all the names. I've talked to all the cops. I have the witnesses. I mean, can we just stop pretending? And I know the average FBI agent's a good man or woman, on average. But it doesn't matter. Your bosses above you, Eric Holder, ran the cover-up of OKC. But, Margaret, I could guess that a lot of women were calling in because I talked about vaccines. Funny you mentioned you've had family damage by it. Why don't you add your testimony to the mountain range of people that have warned folks about what vaccines do? I mean, my own family is riddled with the damage of vaccines. Go ahead.
Yeah. My son, when he was two and a half, he got this DPT in his leg. His leg was gone. That muscle atrophied. They told us he had Lou Gehrig disease. Then they told us it was mystery disease. And he never married because he thought he had a genetic disease. That's
sure, mission complete. Absolutely. Lou Gehrig's and hundreds of other new neurological disorders are up multi-thousand percentage points. Now they've got headlines, by 2030, upwards of half of Americans could have neurological disorders. And no one asked. Pediatric cancers didn't exist 60 years ago. Now they're everywhere. And people are always want to raise money for a little kid dying from leukemia. And I'm just like, no. Because that money just goes right into the folks that killed him. Ask yourselves why all the kids are getting cancer. God bless you, ma'am. We don't have time to hear her other vaccine damage story, but so what? You know, our son's leg rotted away. Hey, the government loves you. Take more shots. It's fine. God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry for your son. They didn't get his soul, though. And see, I don't know how that works when they brain damage a baby and they never obtain full consciousness. I guess that soul just ends up when they die going right to God. So in a way, it's a reprieve. I can't judge. See, the globalists know a lot of this stuff. I wonder, they wouldn't be killing, brain-killing kids, soft-killing them, mind-killing them, if they thought they weren't still getting the soul, because that's what they really want. So maybe they think when they're all brain-damaged and get all crazed and then get older, that they'll get smart enough to get corrupted and maybe possessed. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why these demons, from whatever dimension they come from, want to brain damage the kids. Because I know God doesn't damn people to hell that never were conscious. I don't know. It's just food for thought. Let's talk to Scott in Nebraska. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Scott in Nebraska, basically an Army retired Army officer. And I've been going out to the VA, and I'm sitting in the VA one time, and this guy, he's a black guy, said, I used to be 300 pounds. He said, they gave me a shot of something out here, and now I weigh 120 pounds. He said, there was something in that needle. And so the other part of that is I've been waiting 7 years for the conclusion of my VA case. You were talking about they're taking property and stripping away your guns and stuff. Well, the VA had it set up that if I would claim depression, go talk to a psychiatrist, and they would give me maybe another 30% on top of what I got. It could save my house. But I decided not to do that. I decided to hold out, and it's going to be another 2 years before I see anything from the VA as far as compensation or if they decide to compensate me at all.
And think about it. There's a war on vets. It's an admitted war, and they tell you. Because I've talked to countless vets on air and off air. They say, okay, we'll give you that surgery for your skin cancer, or we'll give you that surgery for your heart problems. And we're talking about, you know, sometimes young guys, but also old guys, but they want you to go to a psychiatrist and admit that you want to kill people or that you're mentally ill. And they go, but what? Just do it. We'll give you full disability. But I got a job. I just can't afford the insurance that will cover this. Will you just give me a heart surgery? And they're just like, no. I mean, just think about how evil that is.
Yeah, I know. They've been delaying. I fought the county for 2 years, and then I went finally to the state, and I said, hey, this county's wrong. And so for 2 years, they basically lied, and the guy that ran the county mysteriously just retired, so I don't know if he had anything to do with it. But for 5 years, I've been fighting these guys. And there's something else I wanted to ask you. If you knew a lawyer for MKUltra, I might need to get into that. I won't say why, but there's a reason.
Well, we know a lot of the experimentation is admitted on the veterans. And I've even had family that was in admitted experimentation. It wasn't mind control, but it was chemical. And they've just done everything to the troops. It's so sick. That's why they say they love them all day on the news. No, they hate you. The cowards that run things absolutely hate men and women who are willing to put their life on the line. They hate honorable people. Even if some of these wars were dishonorable, the people are honorable. And that's why they disarm the troops whenever they're around them, because they're total filth. I'd have to look into that, but if you research, there's been a lot of loose lawsuits over MKUltra, MK Naomi. I would just Google lawyer wins case for secret testing on vets. And then you'll see the hundreds of lawyers that have won cases for that. And generally, if you were tested on or messed with, you will then find out that there was a whole group of other people that were, and that you won't have to re-engineer or reverse engineer and investigate what happened to you. You can then basically find out you're a cookie cutter. That's one major weakness of the globalist. It's one of their strengths, too, because people ignore it. But if you know the weakness, it can be exploited big time, is it's all cookie cutter. And they do all this stuff basically in set parameters because it's such a large-scale operation. And so if you'll simply research the specifics and then research other cases like yours, it'll be the same names 9 times out of 10 that did it to you. But it's their religion to test things on good men and women and to hurt people. It's their religion to cull the population. They get off on it. They love going to a shopping mall and seeing dying and sick kids everywhere and, you know, kids with chemotherapy bags on them and people dying and unhealthy and seeing the symptoms of what they've done to them.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
Riding on his horse, he's going the distance.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquake.
Coming up the next hour after I continue with calls, I'm going to get into something that was announced yesterday that I mentioned some, but I should have covered more. And it ties into a whole bunch of other key news. And I lost the cover sheet to this original article out of the Washington Post Foreign Affairs Journal, where 2 years ago they said they were, quote, legalizing propaganda by the CIA domestically against the American people. There's the headline, the U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Now Obama has come out with an executive order saying they're going to have psychiatrists and psych warfare experts target us for our own good. Now, the reason they're doing that is they're having to hide it in plain view because it's so illegal. It's still illegal in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and common sense. I don't care if they pass a law saying child molestation is legal next week. It's still illegal because my heart says so, common sense says so. And their own people don't want to do this, so they're putting it out in the news to try to condition everyone. And if you can, we did a news report 2 years ago. It's actually in the article. Pentagon promises to stop lying because of drugs. In that produced piece, we have a whole video for the Pentagon there, but there's a produced piece where I just play clips where they promise to, quote, stop lying by being embedded in every news department in the country. That's what this psych warfare takeover is. I mean, this is the next level. Remember, in Europe, they arrest you if you criticize open borders or if you try to protest anything, basically. There it is, drudge forces establishment to admit culture of lies. That video ties in to all of this. And it's a big deal. I'm going to go to Jameson in Virginia. And, of course, Eileen in Montana and then Sue in Michigan here in just a moment. And then also in the next hour, I haven't gotten to most of the clips from the debate yet, but I will do that. Let's hurry on to Jameson in Virginia. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say I really appreciate what you said to Pierce Morgan. I think you said what a lot of governors wanted to say. 1776 will commence again if they come for our firearms. And that's a beautiful rifle y'all are giving. You know, rattling off, some domestic terrorists will love that. I think a lot of people need to start looking at Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. They're the only ones who really stand for the Second Amendment. Ben Carson has supported a ban on assault rifles, and so has Trump.
Trumpy.
Yeah, and he does look like he has a possum on his head. But I'm going with Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, and people need to get their heads out of their butts. The Second Amendment is under attack daily, and that's the most important thing. If they get rid of our firearms, it won't be America anymore.
Well, that's their plan, and they're moving to do it, but we're actually winning that fight. And if we win one fight, we win them all. That's why they're so desperate. God bless you. Believe me, they're getting ready to stage or wind up some crazy to have some massacre and then try to tell us collectively it's our guilt, as if it's our fault that somebody else did something bad. Look, I'm not attacking Trump for looking like he's a orangutan, you know, with weird red blonde hair. Cross between an orangutan and one of those troll dolls. The reason I say that is he made fun of Rand Paul and said he was goofy looking and ugly. And I really don't think Donald Trump has any talk here. I've never called him ugly. I think he's goofy looking. I don't care what somebody looks like. It's how they act. So if he wants to get in that sandbox, let's talk about it. He looks like a weirdo.
Thank
he looks like he has.
GCN.
He bleached gray hair and then turned it blonde.
Today.
And he looks like a giant orangutan. Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
intelligence like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.